Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Lots of stuff coming your way, Kid Nation. We got Trip a Day in 25 minutes. You can still sign up at KidNation.com. Our good friend, Gray Drake from Rotten Tomatoes, is going to call us up in 35 minutes. Let us know how that X-Men movie is. And our pop song challenge. Who is going to be the king or the queen of the pop? That's happening in 55 minutes.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good.
All right, it's Feel Good Friday. Brandy, welcome to the phone lines. What's going on in your life?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm having an awesome day.
What?
Hang on.
Actually, first off, I got to talk to Elena, which was the best thing ever.
All right.
Oh, she gave you some selfie pointers or something?
Yeah, well, kind of. She gave me a good suggestion. But
perfect.
I just got to school. I am a school nurse for an at-risk preschool, and today is our last day of school.
Aww.
Yeah, we're having Carnival Day and lots of fun today. So
cool.
Lots of snacks and it's play day.
Right, but wait, there's more. Right,
there's
Brandy?
More?
There's
more?
There is.
Actually, today I am 20 weeks pregnant, and I found out last night on my dad's birthday that I'm having a baby girl.
Oh. Yay!
Congratulations!
Yay!
You should call her Kelly Jenna.
Yeah,
you should.
What's your dad's name?
My dad is Joel.
Joel.
Jolene.
Jolene, yeah,
Jolene.
That'd be good.
Jolene.
Or Jolie.
Yeah.
We all thought it was going to be a boy, so Lucas William was our name that we had set.
Oh.
So now we have to start all over again.
Luca.
Well, good luck with your little baby girl.
How about JoJo?
Thank you. Yeah.
JoJo.
We're not letting you hang up until we name
your baby. We're going to name your baby today.
She just found out, you guys. Give her some time. Have a wonderful weekend, Brandy. Thank you so much for calling us. All right, let's go here with Sarah. What's going on, Sarah?
It's Feel Good Friday because it's my birthday.
Yay!
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 What are you going to do to celebrate?
I have a 3-year-old, so her and my family, we're just going to hang out and go eat dinner tonight. Hang out.
Okay. Yeah. Hanging out is fine.
Hey, birthdays change when you become a parent, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, today you woke up. Normally you're, like, in high school, you're excited. Now I'm just like, God, what bill do I have to pay today?
So. Amen to that, sister.
Just another day. Spend time with those you love.
Yep, absolutely.
Do a shot for me, too.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
She's
tell her to take a shot with her 3-year-old.
She's got a 3-year-old. Maybe I'll do a shot for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, you do it for
I'll
her.
I'll do that.
There you go. Carol, what are we celebrating this weekend?
I am so pleased to be getting ready, dropping off my kids, going out of town to celebrate mine and my husband's 22nd wedding anniversary.
Wow.
See, you can make it.
Deuce, deuce.
Wow.
You can.
What's the secret? What's the secret to making it 22 years?
Well, unconditional love.
Yeah.
Aww. My husband, it's truly a gift to be able to have him with these milestones because he has heart disease.
Mm.
And we went through 5 heart attacks, 11 stents, and it's truly a blessing to be able to reach these milestones.
Yes, it is. Your husband's a fighter because he wants to be with you.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. Well, we'll be praying for you, and I have a great anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Man, going out of town, celebrating 22 years together.
My goodness.
Brenna.
Yes, sir.
Today's a happy day for you, huh?
It is.
What's going on?
Well, we just found out that in the next month, we are going to be finalizing our last 4 adoptions.
4?
Last 4?
Wow.
We have been foster parents for 8 years, and we currently have 2 already adopted children. And then our last 4 foster kids we have right now, in the next month, they'll all be adopted by us.
6 kids?
The Brady Bunch.
Wow.
Exactly. So we will have 6 adopted children. Yeah.
What a wonderful thing you've done.
Yeah, it is wonderful. What are their ages?
16, 7, 4, two two-year-olds and a one-year-old.
Are any of them siblings?
Yeah, two sets of siblings. My two-year-old and one-year-old are siblings, and then my seven and four-year-old are siblings.
That's beautiful. Kept them together.
I love people like you, Brenna.
Thank you.
You guys are so awesome.
That's beautiful. Everybody's all happy and healthy, I hope.
Yeah, and we're excited to finally have our complete family.
Good for you. What kind of car do you have to transport six children?
A bus or something?
No, we joked about getting a bus, but no, we just have a van, a normal minivan. We just all squish in.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations, Brenna.
Congrats.
Thank you for doing what you do. That is so cool.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Six kids.
Mm. That's God's work.
That is God's work. And Lindsay.
Hey.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's going on in your life?
Thank you. Well, I've been kind of riding the high this week because I graduated from college, finally.
Yay.
Oh, what college?
Yeah, the best university in the state of Texas, Texas Tech.
Get your guns up.
That's right, reckon.
And what are you going to do now that you're done with college?
Well, I'm kind of been like the non-traditional, some people call it slacking. I just call it perseverance. But I have had a full-time job for like 5 years. So I do outside sales for a screen printing company.
Oh.
So I still have that job. So hopefully maybe I'll get paid more now that I have a degree. I think that's how it's supposed to work.
Right.
Yeah, it's supposed to work.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Do you hang out at that? There's a Mexican restaurant. It's going to be so vague. Mexican restaurant right there near campus that has awesome margaritas. That everybody goes to.
Fuzzies?
Yes.
No, yeah. Not Fuzzies. Timmy's.
Yeah, something with two.
Ease on the end.
Yeah. Do you hang out there?
I have maybe hung out there a few nights, yes.
Yeah, and by a few nights, he means yesterday
means
and the day before.
That means a
Absolutely.
Lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If I ever go to Lubbock, and I haven't been often, but I've always gone to that place every time that I've gone there.
Well, congratulations.
You gotta go to Timmy's.
Timmy's. That's
it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good luck in life.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, we brought Lacey into the studio, former phone screener, and now does crazy great production for us.
I call myself an audio idiot now.
Yeah.
Kind of my specialty.
You hang out in what we call the man room.
I call it the wool man room, but that's never caught on.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to make it happen.
You're way outnumbered. So what goes on there right? during a typical morning?
There's a rule in the man room. You don't talk about what happens in the man room.
Because there's like, how many guys in the man room? Five? Four?
There's two that's in there all the time, and then me. But then that seems to be where everybody crowds around and gathers.
Yeah.
So as I'm trying...
dark?
It's a man,
okay. Because it's early in the morning, and I don't know. I do like it being dark, but what does get on my nerves, don't tell the guys that I'm saying this, I'm in there trying to edit. I have to crunch time later in the day, and I'm in there trying to edit, and everybody comes in there and gathers and starts talking, and they're at volume 10, and I've got I've got my audio turned all
Poor
the way
Lacey.
Up. Yeah, and I'm just sitting over in my corner just thinking bad
looking
thoughts.
Looking at you, JC. Yeah. Looking at you.
Well, I'm walking there.
Gathering around.
I can walk in there sometimes.
I don't gather in the man's room.
Because
I respect Lacey's time.
Thank you, Kelly.
I'm one of the godfathers of the man room.
We'll take it outside.
We can.
Outside, buddy.
Lacey, you did something that I think we all should do, because there's one thing that a lot of us miss from when we were kids. Fun stuff. When you go, remember when you go to school and you had your slip signed by your parents saying, I can go on a field trip?
Yeah.
And
you were going to meant when I like got to go home.
No. Or when you got to go on a field trip, you get on the bus with all your friends and you go have fun all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
Lacey, you did something similar, right?
I did. I went to an adult field day.
Oh.
And it was so fun. I was trying to explain to people that the reason it was adult field day was because it was at a beer brewery.
Okay.
But then I also figured out it was an adult field day because it was all adults. So I think that's really what made it adult
so
beer
day. So it wasn't
day.
Dirty because adult to me means
that's,
dirty.
She said adult and she paused. I was thinking
you're thinking adult film day.
Yeah.
No, it's field day.
Field day. So you do a little learning, but you do a little having fun as well.
We did no learning.
Yeah.
but we did a three-legged race. A sack race, which I was actually proud of myself. I was kind of good at because we do a lot of, I do boxing as well.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of jumping and jump rope and boxing. So I was pretty decent at that.
Good.
We did a one-handed keg roll and a water balloon toss. So it was only four events.
I love the water balloon toss, except for I always hated my partner. You know, I always felt like it was their fault if we lost.
Well, what?
Well, you almost don't want them to catch it anyway because you want to splatter them with the water.
Right,
you want it to bust on them.
Yeah.
But I'm also really bad at catching, so I kind of got neither. I didn't catch it, but it also didn't bust on me. And then it's just like, oh, wow, Lacey, thank you for that. It went nowhere.
You arranged with your own friends, or is this something that you like found going on in the city?
It's something that was going on that they happened to put on this event at a beer brewery. And it was a lot of fun. They had beer in between intermission. So there was a lot of drinking in between the events.
I guess people could take it upon themselves and organize their own adult field day.
Sure.
What makes it fun too is, did you guys go on a bus or anything, or you just had to show up? Because that's what made it fun for me.
Since we are adults, we were all able to drive ourselves there.
Oh, good.
So I was not driving, so maybe I should say that. Yeah. I was not driving, but I did ride with somebody.
Now, was Lacey as drunk as Vegas Lacey?
Not even close.
No, Lacey was the greatest.
Twerking Lacey
was.
Man.
Thanks again for that, JC. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But adult field day was a blast. We had a really good time. The only thing that I didn't like, because they didn't have a lot of sponsors, so we didn't have prizes or anything, so we didn't even have winners or losers. Like, I should say, the only time I've ever gotten a trophy, it was a participation trophy. So I would have liked, as an adult, to get a trophy.
Yes.
But they didn't even declare winners or losers. So I decided that we won anyway. There was no timing or anything else. But
what's the point of doing stuff if nobody's a winner?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could redo this and actually name winners when we take our own adult field trip.
Oh, we are?
Except I'm not going to play.
The McKinney Avenue Tavern. Al's got a bus.
I do have a bus.
You can do the whole thing. Yeah. Kelly.
Wait, are we really doing an adult field day?
Sure.
First I heard of it, but I like it.
We're just springing this on you, Al, but I'm sure your bus is free.
It have to be outside?
I don't know about that free stuff, but yeah, I can get it for you.
I mean, a lot of field trips are outside, yeah.
Mm. That's where mostly they start calling field. They're in the field somewhere. It's a field trip.
You could bring your boyfriend, and then you could do the whole thing where you guys cuddle in the back of the bus.
I have to act like I'm a good sport.
Do I have to remind y'all about Fun Day?
Yeah.
Big Al's Fun Day.
I might want to get a permission slip from my parents saying I don't have to go to field day.
You have to go to field day. What's your boyfriend's favorite quality of yours is your positivity.
I don't think it's part of the contract. I don't think we have to do field day.
Wow. Look at the girls.
My goodness.
I want to go. I'm an adult. I want to go to the gym. I want to work out. I hate doing outdoor activities where I feel like I'm not burning calories.
Well, half
but
the
it's
time
fun.
You
it's
have
competitive.
These boot camp things are outside.
And I don't do that.
I don't do those.
We're trying to build up a
I pay $189 a month for a gym membership. I'm going to use it.
Well, that's your fault.
That's true.
That's true, but I'm going to use it.
I did too. Last time I was 3 months behind.
Well, Lacey, we'll try to figure out if we can get one going here.
Oh, yeah.
I think you guys should do
excited.
It.
Yeah.
I think it would be a lot of fun. And Kelly, I appreciate you having my back there in the wool man room.
Yes.
But I'm going to have to go against the girls and say we ought to do a field day. It'd be a lot of fun.
Kelly, don't be a bit killer.
It would be magical.
Don't be a bit killer.
If Alan doesn't go, I'll go. Because I want to be my true self in front of
you. Alan.
Yeah. You guys know I like to be active too, but like I totally feel Kelly on it.
If my boyfriend doesn't go, I'll go.
I mean,
Kelly would be miserable out there. She's gonna be sitting in the shade with an umbrella and her sunscreen.
Yeah, SPF 100 every 10 minutes.
Ellen needs to see how miserable you are with the rest of us.
What am I gonna do? It's like, what are we doing the balloon toss? I can do that probably.
We're trying to plan it during our summer vacation.
No!
So
we're on
go.
Vacation.
Yeah.
No, I don't stay here on vacation.
I want to see you guys.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, you mean the family vacation?
No. When we go on vacation, we're off.
Oh, hell no.
What?
Oh, no. Okay, I'm out too.
Suddenly, you're a bad sport.
Yeah.
It's a trip a day in May on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Trip a day every day in May.
Yep.
Al, you got the three names?
I have three names. One of these people could very well be going to the Dominican Republic. Let's do it. Missy French, Heath Holman, and Janely Arguello, Heath Holman, Missy French. Give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You got 10 minutes on the clock. One of you is going to the Dominican Republic.
And if we didn't call your name, go sign up at KidNation.com. You could be in it next time.
That's right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we all know the designer Tommy Hilfiger, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or as Kelly knows him, Tommy Hilfinger.
Yeah, I know. If you say it right.
His daughter, Allie Hilfiger, is going to be joining us soon, huh? That's coming up in about an hour.
Yeah, in studio.
Is that a question?
Huh? No, I think I went like, I wanted to be Canadian, but not really.
Just like, do it like Kanye, just like, yeah, Allie Hilfiger's going to be joining us, huh?
Yeah, I just want to do that from time to time. Huh?
Let's go! It's a trip a day in May on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, that sound means that somebody called right back.
Who is this?
Keith Coleman.
Well, guess what? You call within 10 minutes, and you are going to the Dominican Republic.
That's how you do it. Well done.
More specifically, 4 days and three nights for two in the Dominican Republic. You're going to stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana.
Awesome.
Who are you going to take?
No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not done yet. More trips next week.
No giveaway on Monday because, you know, we're taking the day off. But beginning on Tuesday, we are going to send you to rehab.
Whoa.
What?
Rehab?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not vacation.
No.
The good rehab. Three nights at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Las Vegas. Two admissions to the Rehab Beach Club, the cool pool party.
Ooh.
And they always have a cool DJ playing out there.
With frozen drinks.
Yeah. And you could twerk in the middle of the pool because they have that little platform.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just watch people twerk. Hey, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Have you ever been to rehab?
Oh, yes, and let me tell you, Betty Ford is lovely.
Oh, you went to a different kind of rehab.
Different rehab. Good. Good to know.
How are you doing this morning, Gray?
Really good, you guys. I'm over in New York this week doing a whole bunch of media appearances and talking about movies just nonstop, essentially.
Okay, okay. Well, let's talk movies. Yeah.
Hey, were you on with Hoda and Kathy Lee?
Indeed, I was. You know, Kathy Lee wasn't there, but instead Jenna Bush Hager was, our favorite Texan.
Love her.
Yeah. You guys drink wine and stuff?
We were talking some road trip trivia, and I got to, you know what? This is what's great about my job, you guys. I get paid to go on national TV and talk about Brad Pitt's abs.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, you have such
job.
A good gig.
What'd you major in college to get a job like that?
Brad Pitt's abs.
Yeah.
Angelina's teaching that class.
She got a BA in ABS.
Ah.
Right.
4.0 GPA, baby.
So, did you guys end up drinking a bunch of wine or what?
We didn't drink wine during my particular segment because there were no tables around.
Oh.
But there was definitely a lot of wine flowing everywhere else, and it was super. It was really fun. And Thelma & Louise is having its 25th anniversary, which was the actual reason for the whole thing in the first place.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
25 years?
I know. It's crazy, right? It's still such a valid kind of modern movie. I had no idea that it was that old.
Well, there's no Brad Pitt in theaters this week, then.
Oh, God, I know. And it's a real drag.
Is there anything worth seeing, then?
There is something worth seeing for people with different opinions, right? Like, you've got a family film, first of all. Alice Through the Looking Glass is the sequel to Alice in Wonderland, and the gang's all back. So you have Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter, Anne Hathaway as the White Queen, and Helena Bonham Carter as the Red Queen, etc.
Okay.
This time they're joined by Sacha Baron Cohen, who plays Time, because Alice is helping the Mad Hatter by traveling through time.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, and the book is pretty hard to adapt, but I thought they did a great job. I didn't like the first Alice in Wonderland very much, and I thought this one was fantastic.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, because I didn't like the first one either, and I think Johnny Depp can do no wrong.
Yeah.
That's, like, what a big fan I am. Mm-hmm. So,
except for that one.
Well, he was great in it.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, I didn't love it like I normally do. So
yeah.
Now I want to see this.
I agree. Well, this one's actually very interesting, and once you get through the first 15 minutes, where the script is maybe a little lame and they're kind of off to a slow start, once the action begins, it is interesting. The like every single frame of this movie is stunningly beautiful, and I'm really surprised. I'm actually kind of confused by it.
Oh, good.
How so?
Because generally, I mean, a sequel is not as good as the original one, right? Like, and so I get really excited when that's not the case, and I can see the second or third film in a series, or in the case of Fast and the Furious, maybe even like the sixth or seventh movie in a series. And like it even more than the one that came before it. That's special.
How's it doing with the tomato meter?
You know, this one's rotten at 43%. And our critics are saying that it didn't win them over necessarily, but it does have about the same score as the first movie, which is also unusual for a sequel.
You liked it. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters to you.
It's good enough for me.
Yeah, I believe Gray Drake over any critic in the world.
All right.
Thank you so very much, you poor misguided man.
Yeah, you're welcome. And what else we got this weekend, Gray?
All right, well, on the other end of the spectrum, not necessarily for your family or your sensitive little ones, we've got X-Men Apocalypse. And yeah, because there haven't been any superhero movies this summer, right, guys?
Why would you want to compete against Captain America Civil War?
Oh, Lordy. Well, I think that Fox Studios was a little bit more confident in X-Men Apocalypse than they should have been. I think that they should have waited just a little while longer so they didn't have to compete with Civil War, because I'll tell you what, this movie was not good.
No.
At all?
By like a little bit, you probably mean 2 or 3 years?
Exactly. Now, we still have one more superhero movie coming out in August with Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a ton of time for them to release another superhero movie and make us forget how good Civil War was. But I'll tell you that I loved the last two X-Men movies, and I think that they built up a lot of momentum. And this time, with Apocalypse, who should be such a all-powerful, crazy, intense villain,
uh-huh.
Boring, you guys.
Oh,
really?
Man. Dad. Dang it.
I swear to you, if I have to listen to Professor Xavier and Magneto have the same conversation about humanity, I'm going to develop mutant powers. Stop buying movie tickets.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I was already annoyed by the X-Men movie because they made all the Snapchat filters, the X-Men, the other day.
Yeah, they took away the pretty filter, like, and my only choices were to be X-Men characters. I didn't want to do that.
Right, Jenna? Like, how dare you take away all our Snapchat filters, and then you come out with a crappy movie?
I can't get rid of my neck wrinkle without the pretty filter.
I know.
The nerve. I blame Jennifer Lawrence. No, so there are things to like in the movie. As usual, the actors are great. We love Jennifer Lawrence. We love James McAvoy. And they bring in some cool characters. Like, there's a young Storm in this movie because it takes place in the 80s, just before the first X-Men movie picks up, if that makes sense. Like, the one that they made back in the late 90s.
Okay.
So this timeline is catching up, but Apocalypse is just assembling a team. This is like an origin story. And we've seen so many dang superhero movies. I do not want to know the origin of anyone else. I know their origin.
Yeah.
How rotten is it?
It is actually one of the first rotten X-Men movies in a long time. It's 53%. It's splitting critics right down the middle. So I think that you could go see the movie if you're excited and be reasonably pleased. But in your heart, you're going to know it's not as good as Civil War. It's just better than Batman v Superman.
Hmm. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah,
that's your level right there.
I think that's the only movie we disagreed on.
That's the best I can say for it. So good actors. Boy, they tried, but I think somebody must have had an aneurysm while making this movie to think it was as good as it seemed like they did.
And when's Suicide Squad coming out?
It's going to be in August, which is not the greatest month for movies because all the big summer movies come out earlier. But that's when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, and that was a huge hit.
That's the one we're going to look forward to then.
Oh, I sure hope it's good. You know, I mean, they went back to do reshoots to make it more Deadpool-y.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
More blood, more gore.
It disturbs me a little bit to hear that they're listening that much to feedback and they're maybe changing what their original vision was, because filmmaking by committee usually is a disaster.
I just
want somebody to stick to their original vision for a movie, and generally that's what makes it good, right? When they've got a strong opinion. Be strong.
Be you.
That's right. Just do you.
All right.
Well, I'm just not very excited about the movies this weekend.
I know.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird Memorial Day. Like, usually there's a huge weekend for movies, but I really can't say anything particularly electric about either one of these.
Yeah, well, we need like a Will Smith movie or something.
I was just about to ask, isn't there a Bad Boys 8 or something coming out?
Three?
Yeah, I think Bad Boys 8 is scheduled to come out in about 2027. So that'll be nice. But we're going to see Will Smith in Suicide Squad. That's the next time.
That's right.
Because he's not in the second Independence Day movie coming out.
Wow. That's right. They kill him off.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Spoiler.
Well, they told you. Yeah, they tell you this. All right, well, Grey Drake's got to get back to studying because she's trying to get her master's in Brad Pitt's abs.
Okay.
So.
Bye, Grey.
Bye, Grey.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks. We'll talk to you next week, Grey.
Happy Memorial Day.
Grey Drake from RottenTomatoes.com, everybody. And how about we keep talking about the showbiz in about 30 minutes. We'll have the showbiz top 5 for you next.
All right.
We're going to celebrate Flashback Friday with a game everyone can play. Well, maybe everyone. We'll see how Al does.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're celebrating Flashback Friday today.
Yes. Okay.
And what better way to celebrate than with a game?
Yay.
I know Kelly loves games. Al, you love games.
I love games, yeah.
I love games. Jenna?
hate games. No, I love games. I love games. Of course I do.
So Psycho Shannon went on BuzzFeed and she found a bunch of pop songs that we should all know.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is going
to... Should know.
We should know these pop songs.
Oh, man.
And these are from back in the day because it is Flashback Friday.
What's back in the day?
I would say
like 60s pop?
It's from the TRL days.
Okay.
Total Request Live on MTV. You remember that show with Carson Daly?
Carson Daly and his nail polish.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Looking all cool. Mm. Having the job we all wish we had.
I remember watching the countdown when I get home from school. Always waiting on Juvenile back that thing up to come on.
Remember the rumor came out and he was dating Christina Aguilera, too?
Yep.
Carson Daly had it going on.
It wasn't a rumor. He was.
He did. He actually did date her.
And Tara Reid.
And Tara Reid.
Yeah. Before
Sharknado.
Really fell off the rails. Yeah.
So we're going to play you the front part of a pop song. Your only job to get a point is to finish it.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Finish the lyrics.
So how are we going to play? We're going to shout out names. We're going to...
I say we go one by one, but the next person in line can steal.
Okay. We're going to keep it orderly.
Yeah. We're going to keep it orderly. That way we're not screaming over each other. And we can still have fun.
All right, come on.
People can play along in the car.
I normally lose these, but I'm really going to pay attention and try and focus right
now. All right, so we got Jenna, Kelly, Big Al, and JC competing. Okay. Jenna, you won the draw backstage.
Did I? Okay.
Yes, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
You did awesome.
Kelly, ready to steal?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I want to win.
Man. All right. I don't feel like I'm very good with lyrics. All right.
We'll see how you do. Jenna, this is your turn, and this is the song.
Don't you know I still believe that you could be here?
Oh, wow.
Just give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. I don't know if that's right.
Let's see.
Hey, my mic.
Don't you know I still believe that you will be here?
You said be. Give her that one. It was just one word.
Yeah. You go to the judges.
I say give it to her.
I think that's a win.
All right. Kelly says give it to her. That's
just remember to be that lenient.
Here. Could be. Okay.
Yeah. One word wrong. Well, maybe one to two. As long as you're along
as long
the line.
You got the gist.
Yeah.
Right. This isn't about officially getting it right. It's just about getting the gist.
Yeah. Okay.
Jenna, maybe I got a shot. The contest. Get the gist.
Welcome to our new show. Get the gist.
Okay.
The Kidcratic Morning
Thank
Show.
Thank you.
Is it me?
Right. It is your turn, Kelly Raspberry. You ready for your song?
Yeah.
Here you go.
I want it.
See, this is where I get embarrassed.
Way, but we are two worlds apart.
Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way.
Can't reach to your heart. Okay, let's see.
Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why it ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why
I never wanna hear you say I want it that way.
Very good job.
Well done, Kelly Raspberry.
That was 100%.
That was
100%.
Yay.
Oh boy.
All right. That's a relief because I would have been very embarrassed.
Oh boy.
Big Al, I am feeling nervous as you are.
Get the gist.
Yeah, get the gist. Our new show on the Kidcratic Morning Show.
Get the gist. Just about got the lyrics.
Kelly and Jenna both have 1 point. Big Al and I have yet to go. Big Al, this is your turn. Right. Are you ready for your song?
I'm ready.
I'm going to tell you this. It's not country. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, there wasn't a lot of country on TRL back in the day.
No, there was zero, actually.
Yeah.
All right, here you go, Al.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
This is my favorite.
But when we are apart, I feel it too.
It's tearing up my heart.
Well, here I go.
I want you back.
Oh my gosh.
All right. I'm a steal. Here we go.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too.
And no matter what I do, I feel the same. With or without you.
Is it, I feel the same?
Dun, 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 dun.
Is it same? Or is it the pain? I don't remember.
Let's see.
Now I'm confused.
We got the gist.
Uh-oh. You got the gist.
Yeah, I got the gist. That's the name of the show.
It is pain, isn't it?
It's pain.
It's pain. Oh, we said
Kelly.
One or two. One.
I know. I said you got the gist.
Let's hear it. Here's a clip.
And no matter what I do, I feel the pain. With or without you.
Gosh.
Based on the Kelly Raspberry rules, though.
I know. That has to hurt.
That's the point. That does hurt because I'm an in-sinker.
Yeah. You got
I'm an in-sinker and I got one word wrong.
So when you steal, do you get to go again?
No, Jenna, we'll go ahead and go with you.
Oh, gosh. No, can you see what the song is?
There's another round?
No, I don't know what the song is.
Oh, okay.
I'm completely blank.
Right.
We're doing another round?
Yeah.
Well, it's a game, Al.
We're going to do another round.
Oh, one round.
Jenna, Kelly.
Well, then you don't have a chance to redeem yourself, Al.
One and done. Let's play the new game. One and done.
Oh, actually, I should go because we have the same amount. That way we have a tiebreaker. So we'll go with Jenna here. All right, Jenna, here you go. Ready?
No, yes.
Okay, good.
But then I turn on the TV. And that's about the time she walked away from me.
Nobody loves you when you're 23. That's something about TV show, freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? First thing I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
You had the gist of it, but not
the
full gist.
Hold on.
I'll give it to you.
Anybody want to steal?
No!
I'll try to steal. Let me see. I'll try.
But then I turn on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me.
Nobody likes you when you're 23. And you're still more amused by prank phone calls. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Let me see.
Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more amused by TV shows.
TV
shows.
I said TV shows. I don't know about that. I think I knew TV shows was there. I can sacrifice the point. I don't know. But neither of us.
I'm just glad that wasn't mine.
I think I did the second verse one. That was the first verse.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and No points.
No point.
Okay. Kelly Raspberry.
That was a hard
not
one.
Enough of the gist.
Not enough of the gist.
Not enough. That's fine.
Need more gist.
That was hard.
Jenna was along the gist. I went to the wrong verse. Nobody gets a point.
All right.
Kelly, here's your song.
All right.
Say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby.
Why you running game? Say my name. Say, baby, I love you.
No, say, no.
Al, don't help her. You can steal.
Say, baby, I love you.
Oh, I forgot it now.
When something is the same. Wait a minute. I think that's all I got.
Do it again. I'll try and steal.
Okay, Al's trying to steal.
Say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby.
Ain't no playing game. Say my name.
Why the sudden change? Why the sudden change?
Let's see what that one was. That one's a tough one.
Why the sudden change?
Why the sudden change? Say my name. If no one is around you, say baby I love you. If you ain't running game, say my name. You acting kind of.
Oh, they're getting tough. No points on that one.
Oh boy. Yeah. Oh boy.
All right. All right. So, Big Al, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here you go, buddy.
She bangs. Oh baby, when she moves.
Like me, she bang. William Hung, she bang.
No,
she bang. She move. Looks like a flower. Sting
rhymes
like
with a
bee.
Rhymes with a bee.
And she love with me.
No, okay. I'll steal.
You know it.
I think so. Let me try.
I don't know lyrics.
I'm not hearing you though.
Oh baby, when she moves.
Like every girl in history.
Yeah.
Like every girl in history. She bangs.
That's Ricky Martin right there.
Heard that song probably 2.3 million times.
Yeah.
Never knew that line.
I think we all have.
Yeah.
The score right now, Jenna 1, Kelly 1, JC 2, Big Al.
0.
Still yet to get on the board.
0.
Jenna, here is your song. Here you go.
Baby, bye.
Just another player in your game for two. Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Babe, bye, bye, bye. Okay.
Bye, bye.
Just another player in your game for two.
Yeah.
You may hate me.
No, you may hate me. I didn't
know. Baby, bye, bye, bye.
You got the this. We'll give you the point. Jenna has two.
Jenna got the
Kelly, you can go for the tie here.
Oh, hush.
We have two songs left.
Oh, boy.
Kelly for the tie.
Come on, Kelly.
Are you ready?
Thanks, Al. You got my back?
Got your back.
Come on, Kelly.
Let me make sure I got the right. Yeah, okay, here you go, Kelly Raspberry.
Jenna's got my back, too. She doesn't even care if she wins or not. This is great.
and you know Kelly wants to win this. This is Kelly's
then
deal.
We're going to have to do a tiebreaker anyway.
I'm not really. Unless it was a boy band. I don't know.
Here you go, Kelly.
You come over unannounced, dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh. When you strike your pose,
I know this one. Something, something, something. Clothes.
Oh, clothes.
Al, you want to steal?
Somebody else.
This is a song that my wife and I made out to first.
Uh huh. Oh, you better know.
So I need to know this song.
Okay.
Let me see if I could steal.
You come over unannounced, dressed up like you're someone else. Where you? And where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose.
Take off all your fancy clothes.
Take off all your preppy clothes.
Preppy.
You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool. See the way you act like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you call and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into.
You can tell when Al gets nervous because he starts going. That's a good song.
Great song.
That's a great song.
Yeah, if we had a contest like, do you know one word out of the song?
Yeah, we would
I
do
could
fine.
Probably win that. I go, but yeah, I know one word.
Yeah. We have one song left.
I mean,
oh, why bother? We're horrible.
Jenna and I are the only ones with 2 points. Kelly, you didn't get that point.
No, I didn't. I could have maybe done the chorus.
So this is between you and Jenna then. Y'all go ahead. Go for the gusto.
Okay.
All right, we'll just say the name if you can finish it.
Sure.
All right.
Ready, Jenna?
Yeah.
What a girl.
Jenna? Oh, I started singing.
Yeah. I said JC first. I'll try it. And if I'm wrong, you can go, Jenna.
Okay. Wait,
okay.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
And now I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a girl wants, what a girl needs.
That's what I would say. So I think you're right.
Okay, let's see.
A very good song.
Not a very high-scoring game.
No.
You win.
Not a high-scoring game. I win.
Girl.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
You won.
Thanks, guys. I win.
You got the gist.
I got the gist. That was our show. Get the gist. Where you only have to get the gist of the songs.
I apologize for anybody that put money on me, but you should have known better.
That's their own fault.
Al, what kind of songs would you be good at finishing?
Well, the songs that I sing karaoke every week. So there's a very small...
Even those songs, I don't know if you would...
Window
so
of song.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like five.
Okay. And you still can't do those without reading the lyrics, right?
They're my regular ones. But, you know, they're old songs. They're old karaoke classics and stuff. I mean, Buy Me a Boat, Chris Jansen, and a few Blake Shelton songs. Yeah.
Did any of you end up on TRL ever?
No.
I was on it one time.
You did,
dressed
right?
As a bunny.
Dressed as a bunny.
You were a bunny.
Yeah, I was standing on 42nd Street. And big crowd, everybody. You know how they used to look up to the window?
Yeah.
And Carson or whoever was it?
By the Naked Cowboy?
Somebody, yeah. And somebody said, look, there's a black guy in a bunny suit down there. They even addressed me on the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
oh my
and
gosh.
They showed me on camera, yeah.
I got to introduce Crazy Town Butterfly one time.
How are you all? I mean, I was so young, I was in high school. I hadn't been to New York yet.
No, it was at the beach. They were doing TRL at the beach.
Spring break?
When I was in San Diego. Yeah, when I lived in San Diego, that's where I went to high school.
You meathead.
Did I meet who?
No.
Oh. Meathead? Did I meet Ed?
Not
you. All right, Kelly Raspberry, we got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next. What you got?
Well, Kim and Kanye are threatening to sue that blabbermouth bodyguard who's been telling all their business, but they might be willing to forgive him. I'll tell you what's coming up in the Showbiz Top 5.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a guest in the studio, you guys.
Yes, we do.
She may seem to be about 5'8 if you're watching Kid TV.
Who is this supermodel?
She is currently standing on a booster box.
Yes, she is.
Is that Kid's booster box?
Yeah, that's the first one.
I think it's called an Apple box.
It is an Apple box. Allie Hilfiger is in studio with us right now. Yay! She's got a new book out. It's called, you guys,
Bite Me.
That's right.
We got a sounder for your book, Allie. You're welcome.
I need to use that.
Yeah, you can have that.
Do I need to tell her my story?
Yeah.
You got to, Kelly. Okay, that's the first thing. When I saw she was coming in, it's the first thing I thought
of. That's the first thing I thought of, too.
Kelly Raspberry.
I don't know if I know what you're going to tell.
Wait till you hear this,
so
Allie.
Way back in the day, I had a boy I liked, and I went to the belt department store, and I went to the men's clothing section, and I grabbed a shirt that I really wanted to buy for him. And I took it to the counter and I said, you need to give me a discount because this is defective. And they said, why? I said, it's supposed to be Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh!
That's what she really thought.
I thought they misspelled it.
Well, a lot of people do that.
I thought it was Tommy Hilfiger.
A lot of people. Even the guy at the airport yesterday, the sign said Allie Hilfiger. And I was like...
Oh, a lot of
I demanded a discount.
What was it like? Well, other than the misspelling, what was it like growing up with Tommy Hilfiger as a dad?
Well, listen, he's first of all a really amazing, normal father.
Yeah,
and he's very hands-on and very loving. So that side of it was like awesome and really comforting. And then there was the other side where you'd go into work or walk down the street with him in New York when he started getting really famous and people would stop him for autographs and everything like that. And it was almost confusing to us.
Like, why do you want my dad's autograph?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little confusing. Then when we started to understand it more, we used to go to Disney World and count how many Tommy Hilfiger items we would see throughout the day and tally it up at the end of the day. I mean, we just had fun.
What was the most that you guys saw in one day? Do you remember?
Probably something. We probably lost track after a while, but it was something like 78 one day.
Wow.
So when you were a teenager and you would rebel against your parents, would you, like, wear Calvin Klein just to say no?
Lauren. I think I wore Ralph Lauren perfume for a while.
Yeah, and every time you wore it, you're like, take that.
But my mother, you know, is a clothing designer as well. She designed children's clothing, very, very classic British, French, you know, smocked dresses. Mm. We were always dressed very conservatively.
Oh, you dress like 1700s babies.
100%. All the time going to airports
love
with blazers and gold buttons and kilts and everything. Until I was like 13, I was like, I just want to wear the Gap. That's all I want to wear is the Gap.
That's cute.
Were boys intimidated to come to your house?
I don't know.
With your dad?
I mean, maybe. He's very chill. Like, my dad's very, very cool.
He's a cool guy that happens to have a really great job.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, he actually just worked really, really, really hard.
That's cool.
He got lucky. I mean, he grew up on, like, Campbell's soup. Like, he was not, you know, he worked in gas stations. His memoir is coming out in the fall. It's going to be very interesting.
Good. So he has a book, and that's why you're making the rounds, because you have a book, and your dad wrote a little foreword in your own book, right?
Yeah, he's like, Allie, your book's going to do a lot better than mine. And I was like, what? No, what are you talking about? He's like, because it's going to really help people. I was like, but Dad, your story, the way that you told me your story helped me get through my hardship. So your book's going to help a lot of people, too.
Right.
Yeah, but yours is going to do better.
Aw.
Being supportive, Dad.
Friendly competition in the family.
It's interesting because Lyme disease is what your book focuses on, and I think that it's almost become, I mean, more topical lately because we've started learning about a lot more celebrities that are afflicted with this, even though this has been going on forever.
Well, yeah, that's my question is, you know, Lyme disease has always been around. Is it just that we're becoming more familiar with it, or has it become an epidemic? I mean, has it gotten worse or has it always been?
Technically, it's become an epidemic. It has been spreading a lot faster. Warmer winters. Birds are now carrying it across to other countries and other states more. And there are more ticks out. I mean, it has become an epidemic. Mm. And the problem is that some people get bit by a tick and get Lyme disease and catch it right away, go on antibiotics, and they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand about Lyme disease is that if you're not part of that lucky few and you don't catch it right away, then you can be incredibly ill for years. And that is my story.
You got bit at 7 years old?
7 years old, and I had a slew of symptoms that progressed over and over and over throughout the years, and I got misdiagnosed. Everything from growing pains to multiple sclerosis.
Mm. Yeah.
And then finally had like this nervous breakdown. And at 19 years old, they figured out it was Lyme disease a co-infection Babesia. And I worked for 11 years after that to try every treatment under the sun. We really want to bring awareness to this because so many people are sick. I was on the phone with a mother yesterday. Her 12-year-old son has been sick since he was 2 years old.
From Lyme.
He can't, and his story is the same as mine. He can't concentrate in school, is having these emotional outbursts. He used to be like solid kid. He can't blink anymore. He has pain. Mm. I mean, it is so.
It's just debilitating,
it's
right?
It's debilitating. And there are so many people who are sick, and there are no answers.
Are some days better than others?
Yeah, some people have it much worse than others.
Exactly. I think it depends on your immune system, the strain of the disease, you know, the strain of the spirochete. It's a very complicated illness.
What's going to happen if they ever come up with a disease that you get from actually eating limes? What would they call it? Like tick disease?
Yeah, that would be limes.
Yeah, you'd be, yes, limes.
Good question.
That question needed to be asked.
You already took Lyme. Your Lyme disease is already taken.
You needed to ask that question.
Yeah.
I'm glad you saved that to this point.
Yeah, you could have responded with this.
Bite me!
So in your book, you do have, it says you have hilarious stories. You still find the light when there's darkness with this.
Yes. Listen, in life, you have to find the humor and I can't take myself too seriously.
Yeah.
And I don't. And, you know, the thing that got me through the illness a lot of the time was keeping that goal, that light and that silver lining and my eye on that silver lining and that light and that goal. And one of those was becoming a mother and helping people. That was like, those were my two bottom lines. And I kept fighting for everyone else that was sick and my daughter. And it happened.
I watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so I'm really familiar with Yolanda Foster's struggle and the measure she went through and a lot of people not believing she had it because the thing is, a lot of people look normal.
Right.
And you look so pretty and you have your makeup on. Why are you using it as an excuse to get out of things? She faced that a lot. And then she went to some extreme measures, like took out her breast implants, took out her fillings, and she stopped using hair dye and things. Have you done anything extreme like that?
Absolutely.
Did you lose friendships like she did? Because some of her friendships were tested when nobody believed her.
No, my friends believe me because I was sick and bad. I mean, I was unable to function.
Sure,
they
right.
saw that. The thing that gets confusing, it is a very isolating disease, by the way, because what gets confusing is one day you can be on and out and at a birthday party or whatever, and then for 5, 6, 7 days, you literally cannot function. So people get confused. They're like, wait a minute, we just saw her last week and she was fine.
Now, faking it.
Like a really,
right?
really bad hangover.
Right. Well, and I write that in my book.
Really?
Like a really bad hangover.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really too bad that people didn't believe her. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me, why people didn't believe her. I mean, she's a very honest woman. I know her. She's a great person.
But it's that thing you just said. It's like you're so happy on Instagram. Look at me having a party. And the next day you've got an IV in your arm. Which
and
one's the real
the
story?
Reality of Lyme.
But they're both the real story. Yeah.
It's the reality of Lyme.
So this is perfect if you have the disease because they could see what they're going through, you went through. And if, for people that don't understand, so they could understand if their friends have it. The book is called
Bite Me.
Yes.
And you're doing a selfie campaign.
So if you buy the book, which I hope everybody does, even if you don't have Lyme disease, this book is.
Yeah. What other stuff's in there?
Oh, there is a lot of goodies.
Like what?
Fashion?
Yeah. Say it. Yeah. Of course.
I talk about all my outfits. I talk about the MTV show. I talk about my parents. I talk about funny stories growing up, and it gives a lot of hope for anybody going through a difficult time. Period. And little writing exercises in the back that can help you with just kind of anything.
Oh, a book with homework.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so you take the book, and you go like this up to your face. Do you have a book here?
Yeah. You cover half of your face.
You cover half your face.
Cover half your
face. And then you take a selfie.
All right.
Yeah, and you can be half of me, and I can be half of you.
Oh, there you go.
This is so cool.
Yeah. Hashtag bite me the book. Hashtag Lyme disease. Help us spread awareness. We can get these situations and problems fixed with our government.
The right side of my face is so pretty right now.
So Allie Hilfiger, daughter of Tommy Hilfiger, how many pair of jeans do you own?
Oh, good question.
At the moment, you know, I had the baby, so I had a little, gained 56 pounds and I'm losing it.
Aren't the mommy jeans naturally, like super comfortable? The mom jeans?
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Oh, man.
Right now, you know what I love? Banana Republic jeans. Makes amazing.
Really?
Jeans. Banana Republic. I probably own right now like 8 pairs of jeans. And my friend makes these amazing jeans by Eve Denim. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They are so cool. Like cool French girl jeans. They're so cool.
Eight pairs. I find that so hard. I have so many pairs of jeans.
But I wear the same two
pairs. You wear the same two pairs.
Because they're the only ones
day.
I can get zipped. Yeah. But I'm holding on to them. Yeah. I'm holding on to all those other jeans.
Do you have any other shows that you're working on? Like, how do you go about getting rich girls on MTV? You just hit
how
them.
How do I go about it? I kind of fell into it. Yeah. I had no idea that they were going to call it that and the way they were going to edit it. Reality TV was not a thing.
Right.
So I was 17 years old, naive, and I was a producer at 16
That's
years
so
old.
That's so crazy.
Out loud. Yeah, it was wild. It was an adventure.
Would you ever want to, do you like the reality? Or is it too much of a whooping, especially if you're not feeling well? Because it's all day shooting.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
You know what I would love to do one day, though? I would love to have my own interactive talk show, kind of like Chelsea does, Chelsea lately did it. And I love the idea of talking about fashion, beauty, art, and health. And spirituality and bringing it to him. I love radio. Maybe I should just do a radio show.
Yeah, well, why don't you join us once a week, Allie? He'll figure
it
out.
Yeah.
You can
do that.
You can use that same booster box right there.
Booster box. Yeah.
Or
say,
get her to sign the booster box. Every short celebrity has to now sign the booster box.
Yeah, you'll be the first, Allie. Yeah. You will be the first.
Yeah, we'll sign you up right now. Just step outside and sign that piece of paper, and we got you all set up.
Signing my soul away to the devil.
Yeah.
The chapter's in there. It's
what is it?
I think it's called Signing My Soul Away to the Devil.
Oh, who'd you say? Who was that to?
I really had a fun time writing this book. And I wrote it myself throughout my pregnancy.
You didn't have any help?
No. I mean, afterwards, after I sold the book, I had somebody help me restructure and write up sentences.
Yeah, because I wouldn't know how to write
a spell checker. Yeah.
In the beginning,
but not a ghost writer.
The Bible started like that.
You sat down and wrote it. That's a process.
I sat down and wrote a chapter a week. And I had a friend who was an author who was guiding me. She was like, okay, so then now this week, write about like boom, 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 boom. So I would sit down and it kind of flowed out of me. It was
Wow. I think I'm most excited about Wilfred and the burrito incident, or maybe Valium and helicopters.
Wilfred and the burrito.
Chapters are funny.
Yeah.
What happened with the burrito?
You have to read the book.
Oh, yeah. You teases.
Well, the burrito episode, it was one of the rich girls episodes. It was me like having a breakdown, and I had no idea I had Lyme disease at the time.
Mm. Yeah, you were 2 years away from finding out still.
Yeah.
So everybody just thought you were being a brat over a burrito.
I mean, I was having a mini little like Lyme moment, and I look back and I'm like, oh my God, like that's what that was, mixed with being 17 and probably hungover.
Allie's being so limey again.
Yeah.
I was being limey.
Does your book start long, long ago or no?
So the book starts of me waking up in a mental institution.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
That's sunshiny.
We'll just keep it at that.
Okay.
You guys can read the rest.
Look at that.
You still have a lot of friends from that place?
Yeah, keep in touch.
Yeah, who's your best friend from that day?
Send a shout out if you want.
Well, we've got.
Of course, though, because I'm assuming a lot of people just thought, here's this privileged kid, and we don't know what's wrong with her. She's acting crazy. She's being a brat. She grew up really rich, and then now she doesn't want to work, so she's sick, and we'll just put her in a mental institution. I mean, it sounds really terrible now that we know how sick you were. I'm sure it was really rough at the time.
I can't wait to read it. The name of the book again.
Bite Me!
Allie Hilfiger, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
If you want to come on the show all the time.
Yeah.
Your booster box is waiting for you.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, you're welcome, baby.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.